This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got so much news and so many clips and so much to cover here today. And I'm just really thinking about what I said at the start of the last segment about their plan for world government, their plan for depopulation. I mean, it's here. It's being done. They are injecting children with a mRNA compound that makes your cells produce an HIV spike protein that's highly toxic. And that's why even though when you get over COVID, you're still sick for over a year and a half. And they think it may go longer. They've just been looking at it for a year and a half. Dr. McCullough and others have done a great job breaking that down. But this is not debatable. The hospital systems in Europe, the UK, the US, Canada now know there's a multi-thousand percent increase in myocarditis and heart attacks, and they call it vaccine-induced myocarditis. It's a new term. But Fauci knows you don't know that. Hell, I didn't know that until I studied the hell out of it. So they just sit up there and laugh at you. So they want global depopulation. They want global collapse. They want an organized worldwide crisis. They want war against us that they direct that we don't know is them. And the more you comply, the more they get away with it. So let me do this. Let me come back and hit all the COVID-19 news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, in the longer segment, next segment. And then I'm going to talk about what next year is going to look like if we don't really take action, have a mass awakening, and if governors and legislators and senators that are good and House members don't become very vocal and really call it like it is, where we're going to be. And I want to explain something. It makes me physically sick to tell you what's coming next. I think you already know as well. To actually put all the pieces together in my mind is extremely upsetting. And I understand why you don't want to believe this. I don't want to either. And I feel like I'm about to get my arm broken next segment, even covering this. Because when I start telling you the details of it and what it's going to look like and how they're going to do it, and I start imaging all these dead children in my mind, it's already happening. I'm not being dramatic. I don't even know if I can do it. God, I can't believe this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please. And I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. I'm just saying, God, please help me. You know, I'm going to do it. But I might have to air a couple clips next segment, take a break, because to come on air and say all this, because all I do is tell you what I really think is going to happen, to speak it. Well, even my wife asked me what's coming next, and I don't want to tell her. To say it on air really makes me angry, and it also makes me angry at myself, because My body wants me to go stop these people and is saying you're a bad person because you're not attacking them. But they want us to do that because they're losing. So there's a needle we got to thread here. And I just want the people serving the system to know you're going to be dead. I mean, this thing ends by 2030, according to their blueprint. And I thought they were behind schedule a few years ago, but they went ahead and accelerated it. And they say 80-90% of the public will be dead by 2030. That's only 8 years out, folks. So please listen to me. Please listen to me, all of you out there. I don't care what color you are, whether you work for the government or corporation. You're all the same. You're under this attack. And you can pretend this isn't true. I understand it's hard to believe, but it is true. And it's very hard for me to actually stay on air and not just be running to the most remote middle of nowhere shack behind a mountain. I'm almost going to go convince my family and everybody just to leave. I mean, it's hard for me to stay at my post here as an American citizen and warn people because this is so horrible. But I see people demonstrating and protesting around the world, and I see people standing up and governors and police departments standing up, and it's very, very positive. But they're only standing up to a limited level in what they're saying. You've got to point out it's on purpose, it's a criminal takeover, it's mass murder, they're the enemy. And the enemy's a very small scientific so-called elite who really aren't elite at all, they're just scum. So I'm going to try to cover it when we come back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to explain something to you. You could get 4 or 5 college degrees to understand this information, to understand how every piece of it is corporately run, how all the programs interlock together. And a lot of you know as much as I do or even more, especially from the fields you've worked in. But when I get a chance to talk to somebody like General Flynn, who was a 3-star general and ran the U.S. Military Intelligence Agency, we can finish each other's sentences because he reads like I do constantly and knows how these systems integrate. So it's very refreshing to talk to somebody like him because he understands when I'm rattling off stuff, I'm not just saying stuff that sounds smart. I was meeting this weekend with a very, very prominent individual, and they see a lot of what's going on, and they were guessing what was going on. They're not regular listeners. But they already knew what was going on without knowing the names of the groups and the organizations, and I was showing them some of it, and they were blown away. So smart people can, who've been in government and high levels of things, they even if they've not been fully focused on this or even partially, they can get up to speed very, very quick. Now, the reason I say that is when you get like a Senator Rand Paul, who I see as an ideal person to take down the deep state, that's why they tried to kill him a couple times. But they want to make it look like a low-level person did it, you know, crazy, both times, well, 3 times now. Paul has to know they're going to kill him when they drop the boom in the next year. In fact, if I was Rand Paul, I'd be... You know, getting right with Jesus right now, because, and he's not stupid either. He sees the tea leaves. And if he thinks that he's going to just halfway fight the New World Order and that they're going to back off a little bit, they know his potential as being way better than Trump, smarter than Trump, more intellectual and less power driven. They're not going to let Rand Paul be walking around very long. So Rand Paul either needs to join him and run up the white flag, which I know he won't do, or he needs to come out against him full bore. And I keep harping on Rand Paul because I can see the space-time continuum, as you all can, the more you try to focus on it. And I can guarantee you that he's in grave danger. They're not just shooting at him at the baseball games and shooting Scalise. He was the main target. They're not just breaking his ribs and puncturing his lungs in his house. They're not just trying to kill him on the streets of D.C. They know his potential. So he needs to throw the towel in, or he needs to absolutely come out against him. Now, General Flynn knows exactly what's going on. I know exactly what's going on. Tucker Carlson knows exactly what's going on. He's up to speed. Joe Rogan's basically got there in the last week. He just can't believe it's all on purpose, but now he knows it is. And I'm not up here like the granddaddy telling everybody what they should do and what they shouldn't do. I'm just telling you, I'm like the probe that got shot into this thing first. And I've already been in it and basically gone through it. I'm already taking a turn and coming back around for another pass. And I'll probably get blown up on this pass, to use a military analogy. But that's okay. We're going in. And I'm just telling everybody that you don't go up against something like this with half measures. You don't go into something like this playing politics. And you know, what I'm going to say here on air is the most important thing I've said in my life. And I'm not choking right now. To tell you what life's going to be like in the next 10 months and to really lay it out. And there's so many pieces of evidence. There's so many parts to it that I don't feel worthy, like they say in Wayne's World, to even bring you this information. But let me just put it to you this way. I'm going to try to break it down. This is like walking in and telling somebody, you know, that they've got terminal cancer. But it's worse than that. It's like your ship's going down in the North Atlantic, Titanic example, and there's only half as many lifeboats as you need, and we're going to have to decide who gets on the lifeboats. And if we don't start getting on the lifeboats, nobody gets on them. The ship goes down with the lifeboat still on, the main craft. And that's the best analogy I've got. I'm ready to go down with the ship. It's genetic. I can't help it. I've got to do this. I've got to take these people on. But I'm sitting here watching the ship go under with everybody still on it. And this is really pissing me off. When people like Donald Trump and Rand Paul and others have got what it takes to turn this around. So let me just explain it this way. The globalists are triggering a collapse. They've got the financial collapse ready. They've got the cyber attack ready. That once that hits, you want to be able to hear from Rand Paul because all the communications will be off except for one global UN hardwired satellite. And no, that's not just the plot of Wonder Woman 1984. That's what they really got set up. And they've been programming your subconscious to basically get you ready for that and accept that you only get one channel. And so, just as I told you 6 months out from the election, they'll steal the election from Trump with mail-in ballots. They'll say he won that night, but he'll lose a few days later. And then they're going to take him off Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It didn't take rocket science to know that. So, I want people to understand, when I tell you this stuff, it's not like I'm just imagining this or I'm dead reckoning. I have millions of pieces of information that I'm able to integrate together into a clear picture, like a composite eye. And I know what they're going to do next, and I know it. It's not like I just think it. And only admitting how much trouble we're in do we have any hope of getting out of this. And that's basically what I'm saying. And here's how we win. Them stealing the election from Trump. Them engaging in the mass censorship and the preparation for the real total takeover is just one layer of this. If they take us out, if they shut us down, if they go to full martial law next year, which they intend to do, the question is, can we stop them? Then what happens after that once we're inside the martial law? Because we don't give up then. In fact, it's going to get easier to finally beat them once we go into this. It's just going to be hell. And obviously people like myself aren't going to be allowed to be walking around seeing daylight or probably ever seeing sunlight. Because I'll be pushing daisies if they have their way. So all the other cowards have signed on to this and decided to go along with it. And I'm just asking everybody out there, do you want to be with these timid souls? Or do you want to stand with all the great men and women of history that were honorable and were connected to God? If you want to crouch down and kiss the hand that feeds you, that's where you're going. That's what you want. That's who you are. But you're slated for destruction as well. So you don't just give up your honor. You also give up your strength and become a complete slave of people that are beyond evil, that are systematically committed to destruction of the human species. So I've analyzed the entire attack. I've analyzed the entire takeover. We told you exactly what would happen basically to the month, to the week, of how they would roll out certain pieces of it, because you can see it as plain as the nose on somebody's face, and we have documents that fill in 98% of the mosaic. And that's why I know in the next 10 months, the next 330 days, that this is the countdown to not just the end of the republic, but the end of the world as we know it, and billions to be exterminated, and just a new dark age that is going to be more horrific than any science fiction movie you ever imagined. And to watch a once great free people being domesticated and enslaved and destroyed and trained to accept crime and pedophilia and all this evil, this is just the beginning. And so I'm here to tell you, your only hope is to wake up. Your only hope is to warn everybody you know. Your only hope is to admit this is happening and to pray for God to use you as a vessel to resist it and stop it. So when we come back, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do, how it's going to unfold, and what it's going to look like if we don't take action. And then I'm going to tell you how to stop them, in my view. All right? And we're just going to start every day talking about how to stop them. That's our main mission. We're going all the way here, 110%.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-981. 384-6100. Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Millisecond. So thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show on this December 13th Monday broadcast. But here's what I'm getting at. We have a worldwide corporate takeover through the UN and through crisis management using the threat of COVID created by Bill Gates and the UN and Fauci and Peter Daszak, all on record. That's all come out. People leaked all the info because they're so concerned in the inside. Most people actually in the government and in these corporations are actually not bad. They're pretty freaked out. We've seen the majority of top scientists and virologists come out and say this is a takeover and say it's depopulation and say it's evil. Dr. Edon's the former head of Pfizer, chief scientist, head of their science division, saying this is depopulation a year and a half ago. He could look at what was in the so-called vaccine. Inflation is designed to destroy you. Open borders is designed to destroy you. All the pedophilia, all the corruption, this is an evil takeover. This is a modern form of warfare that is against the psyche and the soul itself. That's always been part of warfare, but it's here now. And so we know, not just my predictions from 22 months ago, but we know now from Australia, from New Zealand, from Canada, from the UK, from Spain, from Germany, some of the worst countries in the EU, that forced inoculation start in a month and a half. Door to door. Open the door, don't open the door, they bust in, inject you. And now they're saying 7 shots a year. And on record, 3 shots completely erases your immune system. Turns off your white blood cells. I mean, this is HIV level stuff. And they're just doing it. And it's the full horror of this that allows them to get away with it because the average person shifts into Stockholm syndrome. It's incredible to think that most people, when somebody walks into their house with a knife or a gun, start crying and begging and get on their knees instead of fighting back. But that's the trained domestication. But this is beyond that. People are groveling, some people, I'd say half the public, to the very abusers, and no matter how big the lie, no matter how many times the story changes, they are now under that learned helplessness. And so, if you look at the collapse line, you look at the political situation, using the unelected European Union that got through as a treaty with the nations that they signed in 1956, the Treaty of Rome, they have an unelected dictatorship envisioned by Hitler now in place over 30 nations in the European Union. And it's now expanding. It's now starting wars. It's now training its public to not worry about what we do war-wise or not worry about what we do with the currencies and not worry about us making up a tracker phone to buy or sell, or you can't go to the grocery store if you don't take your fourth shot. That's the new announcement in Germany today. Israel looks up to the fifth shot that they're now announcing, because it makes the third sound less bad if they're the fourth or fifth. See, it's all psychological. They're moving towards the big event. The cyber attack that they use as the pretext to zero out the money of the world, bring in the new global currency that you won't be allowed to buy or sell unless you have it. And that's the words of the IMF, of the World Bank, of the UN, of the Davos Group. I mean, they've got TV ads running for years saying soon you'll have no currency, there'll be a new global currency, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. And now they've issued the parameters, they've issued the apps, it's all being rolled out. And so all the planets are politically aligned. The whole system is coming together with the surveillance grid, the AI takeover, the shutdown of the farms, the shutdown of the infrastructure, the shutdown of travel, the military purged the people that ask questions, the nurses purged from people that ask questions, and they're going to make their move on the entire planet in the Chinese year of the tiger. 2022. And I'm going to release information on why the Chinese thinks that's the year for them to make their move, and so much more. But because the Chinese are very superstitious about that, even the communists that run it. And so next year, ladies and gentlemen, is when they're going to make their move. Next year is when the globalists are going to unleash everything they've got. Everything else has been building up and preparatory and getting ready for this moment. All the insanity, all the open borders, all the pedophilia, all the devaluations of currency and inflation, all of the weather weapons, all of the fires being set by leftists all over the Western world, bring down society, bring down culture, an angrier world so the people turn against their nation states, burn down their capitals, collapse civilization, and then the UN and the big banks come in with a global Marshall Plan, Build Back Better, to rebuild the planet after the collapse, they're going to blame on the virus and on race warfare they trigger. That's why in the next 330 days, we've got to work harder than the devil. This old saying, working hard as the devil. We got to work harder than these devils. And I'm committed to do that. I need your prayers, and that gives me the strength, literally. I feel them. Thank you. I feel your will and your love. Thank you so much. But we don't really have 330 days. They're going to, within a month or less, hard to believe, actually, early January, actually, this is all going to start. And like dominoes, they just go over. And so let's talk about some of that. They're going to start announcing new lockdowns, and they won't call them lockdowns. They're going to announce more forced masking. They're going to announce you need a third or fourth shot. They're going to hype up a few police shootings that are going to go wrong. Statistically, they know they are, and trigger more burning cities, more fires. They're going to massively accelerate inflation. They are going to continue to divide people along so many other lines. They're going to have a new lockdown that's already begun in the third world, causing mass starvation that will cause giant invader waves. And I'm not even against the people that are fleeing this tyranny, but they are globalist weapons. They're being used. They've been flushed out to overwhelm and swamp our lifeboats politically and collapse the society. So you'll have not a million people every month coming across. That's what it really is. Because they're turning loose 8 to 10 for every person they catch. So they've already caught 2 million this year plus. That's a conservative number. So what's 8 times that? Well, I mean, so we're talking 16 million. Well more than a million a month. So as the third world is starting to then collapse, that will be the cover for the UN taking control of the borders and the United States. Then the cyber attack hits, probably right before the midterm election, I would say in October. And again, it doesn't mean this will exactly happen, but this is, they've got all these buttons they can push. They've got cards they can play. They've got the control panels. Well, do we release a new virus? Do we start a war with Russia or China? Do we pull the lever here and cause a cyber attack? And I've noticed that whatever they're going to do, they've already pre-programmed and hyped. And then once they're about to do it, they tell you everywhere it's about to happen so they can be called geniuses later. And so they can get all their minions who are in on it ready by publicly saying, this is the scenario, this is what's about to happen. You understand? And so we're going to come back and get more into this about what it will look like inside of this if we're unable to stop them and then how to stop them. But I don't care if you are gay or straight or old or young or black or white or brown or pink or purple or polka dotted. You're going to hate the New World Order if you're even lucky enough to live. Maybe you'll be lucky enough to die. You're not going to want this. And the globalists are all running off to armored fortresses in the middle of nowhere right now, which also tells you they're moving up towards this moment. And then it's going to trigger big wars that are real, not just staged. All right, this is a cascade of collapsing events we're going to talk about. Straight ahead, stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So if you had a stereo system and it wasn't plugged into speakers, would you be able to hear it? And the answer is no. You are the stereo system. But you're more than that. Your information, your research, you are what's also being played by the stereo system. InfoWars is you. You did this. And I want you to remember that and let that sink in. All right, let me get into some nuts and bolts of this. Here's the most important thing about where we are and what's coming. This is a permanent emergency they've created, out of which they depopulated at least 90% of the world's population. And we're now not theoretically talking about this like we were 25 years ago. We're here, where we see what they do in the countries that comply, that the IMF and World Bank control. They literally starve people to death and collapse civilization. And most women and children stay in their huts or stay in their little apartments
in Latin America and in Africa, and they died. In Venezuela, pre-fake pandemic, 2,000 people were starving to death a day. They passed a law 8 years ago, if you were to look it up, not allowing you in Venezuela to call it starvation. But the people starved to death. It's 4,000 now. A week, dying. Last time I saw the numbers. And that's a good country to be in compared to places in Africa. And places in some areas of Asia, the Middle East. So this is an end of day situation. And billions of people are on the verge of starvation. It wasn't even a billion 2 years ago. Now it's billions, the UN themselves admit. And that's what's frustrating is they order the lockdown, they run the program, and then they go, oh my gosh, give us billions of dollars. Oh, Elon Musk, give us $6 billion. We could feed people for 6 months and they won't die. You'll save hundreds of millions of people. Elon Musk goes, why'd you do the lockdown? COVID didn't even kill a few million people in the third world, but now you've killed 30 plus million. I mean, Elon must be listening or he must be doing his research. Because that's all true. The next time some mask wearer gets in your face with a virtue signal, hey, your lockdowns have starved 35 million extra people to death. They'll probably say, well, there are too many people. Oh, then why are you wearing a mask? Because it's a symbol of the cult you're in, and you feel power being in your cult, even though you're being run over by the cult you're in. You are a fool. But I've learned that's what it is about people in cults. They love being fools, and they love being used by the controllers that want them dumbed down and enslaved. Well, if my children are going to be free, you've got to be the opposite of that. You've got to be empowered, focused, aware, and knowing what I know, and then taking us beyond that. I want you to save me. I need you to save me. I'm not trying to be your savior. I need you to save me and my family. Please save me and my family. We can only do this together. Please, only together can we get out of this. Please save me. God put us in a situation where we either come together or we die. And everything they do is to divide us. And they're a bunch of horrible, evil, racist people of every color out there. And it's real when you're getting pumping gas at 10 o'clock at night and some racist group of thugs are being mean to you because of what color you are. But you've got to see the programming and the culture and what the system's done to put you in that position for an in-game plan they've got. So this is a controlled collapse. The more we give in, the worse it gets. And they're going to launch a cyber attack or group of cyber attacks. The cutoff of that pipeline was a test. The globalist operating system with their minions are, we're guardians of the earth, there's too many people, we've got a mass cult to save it. That's just what the mid-level cult members get told. The highest levels, they know it's all about transhumanism, merger of machines, playing God, and getting rid of large populations they can't manage. And so that's their pretext, is we got to get rid of these populations. There's going to be limited resources. They're going to fight with each other over the resources. So we've got to just cut their resources off and give them an artificial culture carbon war that depopulates them in a scientific, orderly way instead of humans killing each other in the old-fashioned way. And I'm like, how about we just transcend all of that? Because I can tell you, if God showed up and said, I'm going to kill most of the people or everybody, you deserve it, you're an evil culture, I'd say, I understand that. I wouldn't like it, but I'd get it. But this is Brian Stelter and Chris Cuomo's producer and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab deciding they're going to kill everybody? Deciding they're going to bring in world government and censorship and control? No! I got a better idea. You're so into your ideology, you implement it on yourself, then I'll have some respect for you. You're a bunch of wannabe elitists. You're a bunch of garbage. Playing God, megalomaniac psychopaths, inbred generational wealth that's gotten together and decided that you're on some holy quest because when you go to the shopping mall or you see the general public, they look like a bunch of mutants and you want to get rid of them. Well, guess what, Klaus Schwab? You look like a mutant too. You're uglier than the ugliest people at Walmart. But you don't think I don't, as a human, instinctively see what's being set up or how they've dumbed the masses down or how they've weaponized them or how they've made the public, help make the public more evil? No, I get that they're making the public evil so that metaphysically they're allowed to kill them. It's a form of alchemy. And I'm simply here to let all those people know God's giving you a chance to repent of what you've done and to become straight and strong, and then you'll be energized and you'll be fulfilled and you'll be empowered and you'll be able to stop this system. But if you don't care and you're too selfish to research this and you're too selfish to admit you're under attack, I mean, let me tell you something. I know a lot of tough guys, and I like boxing, and I like MMA, and there's a part of me that thinks that's all really interesting and cool. But you know what's a lot cooler than that? Conor McGregor coming out and saying we shouldn't have forced injections, we shouldn't have vaccine passports, we should get out of the EU, and I'm sick of the New World Order, and I don't like global government, and this vaccine's a bunch of crap, and they're killing us. That's what he said in his full statement. Now, I don't care about Conor McGregor with his billionaire strut and, you know, all that stupid crap and all that bling and coming out like a king and all that. That's pathetic behavior. But I went from thinking that guy's a joke to, well, maybe he's got a soul because he sees what's wrong and he's standing up for his country. Because that's where the war is. It's not guys walking into clubs and acting tough and, you know, men polishing their fancy car and jealous of their neighbor because they've got a newer model than they do. None of that means anything. It's about what you really stand for and who you really are right now, and you're going to get tested. And you need to know that I've got a very accurate track record on these big predictions, and this isn't a prediction. Guaranteed, they intend cyber attack, power outages, massive race war, dollar devaluation, proxy wars, massive corruption, new viruses being released. I'll just say it. I see that in the cards. And all hell breaking loose the next 300 plus days. And so, again, if our governors don't need to sit there and, oh, well, you shouldn't have to take a shot. You know, only the old people need it. It doesn't work. It's a fraud. You got conned. You got lied to. And if DeSantis and Abbott and Paul and Holly and Cruz and all the rest of them don't come out with the full story, if Joe Rogan doesn't come out with the full story of it being on purpose and a takeover and depopulation, if Tucker Carlson doesn't do that, If Laura Ingraham's starting to do it, they're all basically almost there. Just tell people what's really going on. Yeah, you're going to get attacked. Yeah, it sounds crazy. But this destabilization's here. The defunding of the police is here. The design collapse is here. Injecting children with the HIV spike protein owned by Bill Gates and Fauci in joint patents that replicates in their body forever, destroying their white blood cells, is real. All around me where I live, I went to the drugstore. There was little kids lined up with their parents last weekend getting shots, and I almost threw up, and I couldn't even videotape it because I got so upset. I stumbled out of there, and I threw up in the parking lot. Because I was watching children being murdered, and it's normal to become dizzy and to go in the parking lot and throw up.
For a fraction of the cost of your cable bill or your phone bill, you could get so many.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Population of at least 90% by the year 2030. Can humanity awaken and face the horror? Or will they live in denial, be enslaved, and be incrementally murdered? The permanent emergency is here, ladies and gentlemen. And on the other end of it, when you emerge from that tunnel, you'll be dead. We have a responsibility for our children and future generations to say no to this incredible corruption now. So, they plan to stage terror attacks connected to January 6th and claim that patriots that thought the election was fraudulent did it. They intend to stage terror attacks against big pharma installations or the Bill and Melinda Gates facilities and blame it on myself and others. That way you're not allowed to ever criticize, you know, the death shot factories and what they're doing, or you're connected to the terrorist, which of course will be provocateured or carried out by them. They plan a staged cyber attack to bring down civilization as we know it. Klaus Schwab has said we might have power out for years. That would result in an 80% population reduction by itself. They've already gotten around a third of the people that work on power lines to be fired around the U.S., around a third of the nurses, same thing with doctors. That's why there's shortages, the breakdown of society. They've already gotten a large part of our military kicked out. All of this is to undermine society. All of this is the collapse of civilization. I'll go back to it. If we don't realize what they're doing and don't realize their plan and argue with them like, man, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Fauci are dumb. Man, this doesn't make sense. You know, now they want us to take 7 shots and now they want new lockdowns and, you know, now they're doing that. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why are the hospitals full of vaccinated? Oop, you're censored. Because it's an attack. A smart attack is camouflage. But the groups running this are all the heads of the most rich, powerful dynasties on earth that are obsessed with depopulation. Let's run through some of the news on this front. Texas creates hotline for employees to report workplace that is requiring COVID-19 vaccines. That's good news, because what they're doing is criminal, it's illegal, and it's very, very dangerous. Rand Paul, vaccinated zealots won't be happy until they get your newborn, which he says your child doesn't need the shot. No, it just doesn't need it. It's like they don't need to be hit in the head with a hammer. It erases their immune system, Paul, and you know it. So please, Rand Paul, don't go from being a hero to being a zero. Queensland to allow grocery stores to ban unvaccinated. Oh, now it's food you can't have. Oh, yeah. And people at a checkpoint checking your vaccine status, which will be the social credit score to make sure you've been a good little slave. But it gets worse. South Korea is the most vaccinated country in the world. They're like 1 in 30-something with autism now. We're 1 in 50-something. Well, they follow all the rules. They have 6G going in. South Korea to use facial recognition cameras to track COVID cases, ensure mass compliance with ground robots and drones. Isn't that liberal? Study, face mask littering increased by 9,000% in first months of the pandemic may have helped spread the virus. Really, you think so? And it goes on from there. Don Lemon blames anti-mask conservatives for rise in traffic accident deaths. Hospitalizations, mortality cut in half after Brazilian city offered ivermectin to everyone pre-vaccine. Pfizer documents reveal variety of vaccine side effects. Boy, RT has one whitewash of a headline. Thousands of deaths in just the first few months. Thousands and thousands of miscarriages, heart attacks, myocarditis. Yeah, those aren't side effects. That's the main effect. That's what they want to do. Several hundred Danes infected with Omicron strain despite being jabbed 3 times. Now they say the answer is 4, even though studies show it makes you get sicker. If you go to CNN, too, it's like 40% of new cases in the UK are Omicron. They're shutting down again. It's over. We've got to have a vaccine mandate. Sorry. It's Omicron, even though Omicron doesn't even kill anybody. Doesn't matter. It's got a scary name, Omicron. Oh, here's one out of foreign policy put out by the Washington Post, but it's the CFR that runs it. Only surveillance can save us from coronavirus. Yes. Yes, only the technocracy. And it goes on and on and on. But there's good news. Governor Abbott saying it's illegal to do that, which it is. Maybe we'll give you vaccine status or half shots to work. Democrat governor says COVID emergency is over and he won't implement more mask mandates. That's by Cassandra Fairbanks. And it goes on that's happening. Jared Polis, Colorado's governor. So that's some good news on that front as well. Another study finds that natural immunity protects better against infection than Pfizer. Yeah, there's an Israeli one that's 13 to 27 times. This one found similar numbers. And that's going with the fake numbers that actually helps you. Those are year-old numbers. It actually erases your immune system. Of course it does. Unbelievable. And just don't forget, don't ever forget that these individuals think you're a dumb animal and don't think you have a right to live, and that they have created the HIV spike protein itself, very toxic in the body, attacking white blood cells, and that your body then creates that spike protein, and you're permanently infected, and the more shots you get, the sicker you get, and they're such sadists. They want you to do it over and over again, because if it's one shot and it kills you right away, it's too obvious, which it's been doing, but not, you know, at levels, I guess, enough to wake the public up. So it's a bunch of shots, gives you a bunch of different disorders. Well, they can deny what's going on or try, but they can't. They put on the inserts 6 months ago it causes heart attacks and myocarditis. Just think about that. You know, there's a bunch of clips from yesterday that I didn't get to that I think we should probably try to get to ahead of a special guest that's going to be joining us in studio. But, man, I've got so many videos of people they admit have been paralyzed by the injections. The next segment, I want to play a couple of these. Here's one. Equestrian athlete Stephanie Gard developed pericarditis, that's the heart swelling, and became paralyzed from the knees down and unable to walk days after the Pfizer vaccine. The 19-year-old Australian remains in the hospital undergoing therapy to learn how to walk again and function normally again. We're going to get to that and then a lot of other key information. They're also putting out defibrillation heart attack kits in schools all over the world because now they say it's normal, it's a new normal for children to have massive heart swelling and heart attacks when they take the shot. It's normal. It's okay. We're all heroes here. You took your shot, and now you're dying. Oh, now you're paralyzed. It's so cute. It's so sweet. All right, two things. It is your support that keeps this bulwark of truth on the air. We're fearless. We tell the truth. You support us getting great products. You keep us on air. And so a couple of big announcements here. I want to tell you about the fact that Reset Wars, that we've talked about for months and months and months, is now available. Reset Wars online training is officially live for sale for 25% off until 11:59. That'd be a.m., actually, Wednesday. So go to ResetWars.com right now, and you'll see the official video. Watch it, sign up, and you'll get the login information shortly. It's like nothing I've ever done. It's never been covered in my show. It's private information that you cannot break down on the show just because of so many issues and time constraints. We've already gotten accounts banned before we even launched it. There's been major espionage to stop us behind the scenes. So I cannot promise how long this website, ResetWars.com, will be live. So we're doing a 25% off limited time so you can make sure you get the information before it's too late. And usually with other folks, that's a marketing gimmick. With us, it's not. You know that. Vice News has already attacked ResetWars.com before it even was released. They are so scared of this information getting out. So time is of the essence for you to buy Reset Wars today and take your understanding of the globalist operations to the next level at www.resetwars.com. You know they've subpoenaed me and want to shut down our operations ASAP. So this will likely get shut down. So we're giving 25% off to make sure you join today before we lose this website and this information so you can download it and save it and have it in your archives. Go to ResetWars.com and get 25% off and become a founding member of so many of the important things we're going to be launching from the support you do going and signing up for this. And we're going to be launching new shows that are only there. We're going to be launching special master classes with other experts. We're going to be really drilling down into the 10 chapters. It's 10 chapters in the 6-plus hours. Then we're going to be drilling down with more content that's coming that deals with all of that. But, I mean, this is cutting-edge quantum physics, psychological warfare, MKUltra. I mean, you know, they fear us for a reason. We study what's really going on in the universe. We understand that it's not just what they call things, what things actually do. And that's what ResetWars.com does. So you've got less than 48 hours to get 25% off. And then on Wednesday, it goes live at ResetWars.com. I want to thank you all for your support. All right, we're going to start the third hour, and we're going to get into how we break free from the Matrix and how we defeat the globalist. This is Next Level Stuff. It's what the enemy fears. Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important